Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, man, this is great. You guys are all ready to rock and roll on this Monday morning. We already have a couple callers on the phone lines, ready to sound off, ready to be heard all across Montana. The phone number for you, if you want to get in the queue as well, 406-294-0970, or you can send us a message on our Montana Talks app as well. But yeah, I think we've already got today's, oh, for Pete's sake moment. We already have today's, oh, for Pete's sake moment. I was looking through the rundown of the Fox News radio reports that they're going to have for us here this morning. So as a Fox News affiliate, our radio station, 970 KBUL Billings, which is the flagship for our Montana Talk studios, and then KJJR, the Flathead, of course, is a Fox affiliate, several Fox affiliates that carry our show. But the Fox Business Network apparently just shared this report here. Democrats are tapping into concerns over the economy to push back on President-elect Donald Trump's mass deportation plans. Lawmakers, Democrat lawmakers, telling Fox News that such a move would, quote, wreck our economy. Oh, that's right. You heard it correct there. The people who already wrecked our economy, the people who already allowed a flood of illegal aliens into this country that wrecked our economy are the ones that are claiming, oh, no. If you undo what they did to this country, that would wreck the economy. Oh, for Pete's sake. That's why that is today's oh, for Pete's sake moment. The people that destroyed the national economy are telling us that if we fix what they screwed up, that will wreck the economy. Representative-elect Emily Randall says, quote, we're talking about sweeping up families, separating families, pulling out essential workforce as Americans are losing jobs to illegal aliens. By the way, separating, this whole idea of separating families. No, Tom Holman pointed out you can deport people together. So you don't have to split up families. And this whole idea of separating families or you know, families that have to move to another country. How many of our military families have to move every 2 or 3 years? Every 2 or 3 years, these families are plucked up and moved here, moved there, sent overseas here, sent overseas there. Oh, but somehow doing that to illegal aliens is, oh, no, how would they ever do this? But then the other idea that they're pushing here, Representative Sylvia Garcia says, well, how will Trump pay for all of these deportations? How will we pay for the deport? Well, first off, a lot of these people are going to self-deport themselves. Second off, Sylvia, when John Tester was paying for these secret flights shipping illegal aliens all over the country, you didn't seem to have a concern about the cost then. Oh, but now you're concerned about the cost of getting illegal aliens out of this country? Again, there's multiple reasons. This is today's oh, for Pete's sake moment.
Securing America.
ICE is not wasting any time making a swift move hours after a Donald Trump election victory by asking companies to submit bids for technology and management tools to monitor illegal migrants. These surveillance plans call for the production of ankle monitors, GPS trackers, biometric check-in technology, and human agents to track people awaiting a court hearing or deportation. Although this would be an expansion on the current Alternative to Detention program, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, says the timing of this call to action was not a coincidence.
Make no mistake, this is simply and only because Donald Trump won the election. Had he have not won the election, they would have never put this out.
The latest data from ICE show that only about 195,000 people are currently under ICE surveillance, with only about 18,000 of them using GPS ankle monitoring. Data Marie McNichol, Fox News.
What are we going to talk about in the week ahead on Montana Talks? Man, I tell you what, just the news we've been talking about already. President Trump rolling out his cabinet picks. It's like watching the NFL draft, as Lara Trump pointed out. Plus, we've got the Montana Farm Bureau Convention about to be underway right downstairs from our Montana Talks studios. We'll be taking your phone calls and much more. So a big week ahead with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk Monday through Friday right here.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. By the way, the Laken Riley trial has begun in Georgia, where the prosecution has presented a number of graphic details and evidence regarding her suspected murder by illegal immigrant Jose Ibarra. Tom Homan, the incoming border czar under the second Trump administration, has been covering this case and made the point that this would not have happened if Donald J. Trump had been the president of the United States.
Well, look, if President Trump was president, he would be in Mexico, in the Remain in Mexico program. He would never have been released in the United States. If President Trump was president, and he did get in the United States, and he got arrested in New York for a crime before he committed this murder, he would never have been released to the street. He would have been turned over to ICE. So, look, this administration had blood on their hands.
All right, he also had a very powerful message to the sanctuary cities in America and to any who would come out and speak out against the deportation plans of the Trump administration. His message is very simple. You need to listen to the entire 17-minute long Laken Riley 911 call. Powerful response by Tom Homan. We'll get to that and more. But first, let's get to your phone calls. Fred in the Flathead, great to hear from you. What's on your mind on this Monday morning?
Oh, I've been really happy about the election, and I don't think I've called in since. So, but I am vigilant. I've been voting since Reagan. Reagan was the first president I voted for, so it kind of tells you my age. But we do need a functioning Senate, but oftentimes functioning Senate means they're screwing us over. So I think we're right to be skeptical of John Thune, because these guys do have a history of screwing us over. Thune's kind of a McConnell clone, so it's up to him to prove us wrong. I'd say, you know, you mentioned what should we do to influence. We need to make sure that these senators are more afraid of voters than they are afraid of Democrats and the media. And one way to do that is there's some weak ones, and I don't think I'll name one. Joni Ernst is not very good. She says all the right things, but if we could just pick somebody off like that, primary the heck out of them, get somebody really strong in there, that'll send a message to them. And I'd say the first two good tests are going to be Matt Gaetz and the spending bill. I've been following those. The Federalist has been pretty good on the Matt Gaetz story. And so I'd say, let's see. I'm hopeful. I don't know these guys. I'm happy that Daines and Sheehy are in there. Really happy. But I don't know them personally, so all I know is how they vote, and I'm going to be watching them.
No, that's right. Hold everybody accountable. And, yeah, that line, share that line again about how you want these Republican senators to be more afraid of the voters than they are of the Democrats and the media. Did I get that right? That's a great line.
Yeah, right. I mean, even thinking back to, like, 1994 and all the times we've had victory, even to Trump's first term, we're all excited for a couple of weeks, and then we just turn our backs and go on about our business, and we just watch these hits on Fox News, and they tell us what they want us to hear. But really, we need to make sure they're more afraid of voters. And I don't think we're going to get everything we want, but let's just see if we can reset the middle back towards the right. But, yeah, they need to be more afraid of the voters than they do of the media and Democrats.
Such a great line. You should tweet that one out and include me on that so I can retweet it. But I sent out a tweet 18 minutes ago from the Gang of Eight to the Squishy Six. I was chatting with Ashley Smith Thomas, and the six United States senators that she says may be squishy when it comes to the Trump nominees, or maybe even just the America First agenda period, are Murkowski, Collins, McConnell, Tillis, Young, and Curtis. And Murkowski's in Alaska. Curtis is in freaking Utah. Like, if any state should not have a squishy Republican, it's freaking Utah. Yeah. You got rid of Mitt Romney. Don't replace him with another Mitt Romney, right?
Let's get another Mike Lee in there from Utah.
There you go. There you go. I like that idea. Based Mike Lee. Man, there was another point I was just thinking of. Oh, I know what I wanted to say, Fred, is exactly what you just said about the U.S. Senate. I would just echo when it comes to our Montana legislature as well. And it's not even so much that they need to fear the voters more than they fear the Democrats and the media. It's just the message of, okay, there's a lot of newly elected state representatives and state senators, and they know the mandate that they've been given when they go to Helena, right? But here's the problem is they get to Helena, and for the next 4 months, they don't hear from you and me. Well, they'll hear from us and our listeners, right? Because our listeners will weigh in, and votes have changed because our listeners start calling the Capitol and messaging their legislators, et cetera. But every day they're met with a barrage of insiders and busloads of student activists from these left-wing special interest groups and the ACLU types. All day long, they get bombarded with the liberal media and Democrat legislators being propped up by the liberal media, and then the same, you know, busload after busload of left-wing activists. And clearly these left-wing activists and their special interest groups that lobby the Capitol don't represent the will of the people. But yet, day after day, these people, I think they feel like, well, where's our people at? Well, your people are working and paying everybody's salary right now. So that's why they can't be in Helena every day. So the message is, don't forget who sent you there and why they sent you there.
No, that's a great point. One final thing. I think something that I'm kind of hopeful for is I'm not here to bash Fox News, but I think there's a lot more people paying attention to what's going on, and a lot of the bro culture, bro podcasts, a diversity of podcasts, alternate media, kind of a coalition with, you know, classic liberals, you know, like, say, Tulsi is probably a classic liberal, meaning that, you know, they're going to stand up for free. Anyway, point
just
is,
a huge
a lot of
media
people are paying attention. Yeah, there's a huge media shakeup, and I think people are going to be paying attention. And it's marketable, too.
It's so huge. It's so incredible. That's the beauty of talk radio as well. Hey, thanks for the call, bro. Bro culture.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What are we going to talk about in the week ahead on Montana Talks? Man, I tell you what, just the news we've been talking about already. President Trump rolling out his cabinet picks. It's like watching the NFL draft, as Lara Trump pointed out. Plus, we got the Montana Farm Bureau Convention about to be underway right downstairs from our Montana Talks studios. We'll be taking your phone calls and much more. So a big week ahead with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk Monday through Friday right here.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We all get benefits from tax dollars, from the roads we drive on, the firefighters who protect our houses, and the courts and police that keep us safe. So why do we make taxes voluntary? The answer is the well-known free rider problem. People will not voluntarily pay for things that they enjoy, whether they pay or not. If everyone tries to free ride on the backs of others, it all breaks down. The solution, compulsory taxes, is as unpopular as it is necessary. But the free rider problem pops up in other places as well. One of them is housing regulation. The solution to housing unaffordability, to build more housing, is not welcome in many parts of our state, especially at the neighborhood level. Let those other places become more densely populated, some might say, while we keep our big lawns and quiet streets. And if we free ride on other communities' efforts to boost housing stock, we get the best of both worlds. Except that if every community thinks like we do, nothing changes and the crisis gets worse. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, regarding today's oh for Pete's sake moment, the Democrats now claiming, oh, it's too expensive to deport illegal aliens. They had no problem paying for secret chartered flights flying illegal aliens all over America. They have no problem handing them debit cards full of your cash. They have, I mean, all, the list of things that they have no problem paying for. But flying them the heck out of this country or busing them or whatever, oh, no, that's going to be too expensive. It's real rich, isn't it? Let's see. Bruce in Ennis just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. What's more expensive? All these hotel rooms continuously? Or a C-17 flight to Mexico via the National Guard or the U.S. Army or Marines or U.S. Air Force? Bruce and Ennis, good question there. Lightbrows in Hardin sent us this message. Remember, the Democrats will do anything to throw a wrench into the GERD. Remember, when Harry Reid was confronted about the lies he had told? His reply was, well, it worked, didn't it? And so that's the same thing they're going to try to do to the Trump cabinet nominees, is just throw out allegations, throw out lies, and then just hope that it works. Just hope that it works. I saw that one of our listeners retweeted something that I had shared here earlier this morning. And let me pull it back up on my X account here. Yeah, this was what I had sent out. The Trump War Room shared this news clip from ABC News. I was trying to find it, and then I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. We've got the audio. Listen to this report from ABC News.
But the mayor fully realizes that because of the Biden administration's record-breaking border crossings, the majority of Americans now support mass deportation, 56% in an October ABC Ipsos poll.
All right, so apparently, yeah, the mayor, I think, was it of San Jose, California, defending the sanctuary city policies, but also acknowledging that, yeah, a majority of Americans support mass deportation of these criminal illegal aliens. But yet these sanctuary cities, as we talked about last week, are trying to push back and they are pledging to resist the efforts of the incoming Trump administration. Tom Homan, who was acting ICE director under the previous Trump administration, Tom Homan had a very clear message to any of these sanctuary cities.
So this administration has blood in their hands. I hope that every mayor and governor who supports sanctuary cities listens to that tape. Listen to the way that young lady died. I just want to be this young lady got killed. No, listen to her fight for her life for 17 minutes, fighting for breath, fighting to survive. This happens. She just won a man. Griff, you know, there's many stories under this administration that's happened, and there's many more we don't know about because sometimes sanctuary cities don't capture their foreign national citizenship, so it's not an in report, and they never contact ICE. So this is one of many, and it's disgusting, and President Trump is going to put a stop to this.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Tom Holman calling for every single one of these sanctuary city leaders and supporters of sanctuary cities to listen to the chilling audio from Lake and Riley's 911 call. Back into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970. We've got Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron. Yes, this deals with, I heard Mayor of New York saying about protecting her citizens from Trump and the state from Trump. In other words, what she's actually saying is we're going to support the illegals over our citizens, and doesn't matter about the murders or anything, but and also the hotel rooms and everything else that the illegals were getting over their own citizens.
Yeah, was that the governor of New York or another mayor somewhere in New York State?
I'm not sure who it was. She's been on TV before saying that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. And then you've got what's-her-face. Who was the Dan Bongino would call her. What did he call her? The redhead who was, you know, the Circle Back Girl. God, what was Circle Back Girl's name? She was the White House press secretary. See how quickly we forget some of these insiders and these political hacks? Oh, man, what did he call her? I know somebody's going to send me a message on the app here just any second now. Peppermint Patty. Dan Bongino would call her Peppermint Patty. She is telling Democrats to double down on the transgender agenda. Oh, come on, no big deal. There's no safety threat to women with men playing in women's sports. And there's Peppermint Patty telling the Democrats to double down on the woke agenda that I think was a huge part of why they got so massively rejected by the American people here earlier this month. All right, Lee, thanks for the call. Good. And same thing with the illegal aliens. They're still trying to double down in support of these criminal illegal aliens, even after this massive red wave election that we just saw. Jerry in Billings next up. Jerry, what's going on?
Hey, it's Gary.
Oh, Gary, yeah. Caden will recognize your voice here one of these Mondays. Don't you worry.
I keep hoping. But anyway, I want to weigh in on this.
Or we'll just keep calling you Jerry for fun. We'll just pick on you by calling you Jerry every time you call in. You know, it's a.
I tried, but it didn't work. Anyway, I'm listening to the confirmation of Trump's picks, and isn't it amazing that you have the most corrupt cabinet, the most crooked president for those 4 years is Kamala Harris and stuff, and yet you got a guy like Matt Gaetz. Oh my God, it's like you're bringing in the killer bees for one guy, or another one was the defense pick that
Pete Hegseth.
Yeah. But it's amazing when you want to turn the country around for all of us, there's these people that stand in line, and I'd like to tell people that there has to be a way to approach these people by putting out referendums about these, and I think you're doing that in naming those people, because it's amazing, they don't want the country to survive for us.
Well, you know, it's a great point that you make about how, boy, look at all the guns, look at all the knives that are coming out for Matt Gaetz, to the Florida congressman who was tapped by President Trump to be the attorney general. Look, I get it, Gary. I get it that there's a lot of Republicans that don't like Matt Gaetz. But Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was on, I think, Fox News Sunday yesterday, and he said, look, I served on the Judiciary Committee with Matt Gaetz. This guy is relentless. This guy called out all the fake news, misinformation, the Russia hoax. He was relentless in calling out that phony BS from day one. So, of course, the Democrats don't want a guy like that in charge of the Justice Department. And I get it that there's a lot of Republicans that don't like him. They don't like, you know, the division that was caused in the House of Representatives. They felt like that really, you know, took away the momentum that the House Republicans had with, you know, the only real power that they had in Washington, you know, aside from, you know, a conservative leaning Supreme Court over the last few years. But the very thing that they don't like about Matt Gaetz is the very reason why Matt Gaetz needs to go in there and clean out the Department of Injustice, and why he needs to be relentlessly focused on rooting out this injustice within the Department of Justice. And look, some of them are saying, well, what about these allegations against him? Well, didn't the Biden Justice Department investigate the allegations against him? And didn't the Biden Justice Department themselves say that the very witnesses that they're now trying to use against Matt Gaetz lacked credibility? So if even the Biden Justice Department said that these witnesses lacked credibility, why would Republicans say, oh, but we believe they're credible, right? It's like, I get it. You don't like Matt Gaetz, but that doesn't mean that you should just, you know, run with whatever narrative the left is throwing out there. And as for the attacks on Pete Hegseth, those are the most laughable criticisms, the most laughable attacks out there. Scott Pelley, this left-wing clown on 60 Minutes, just got on 60 Minutes last night and said that Pete Hegseth, who is President Trump's candidate for Secretary of Defense, he says, well, Pete Hegseth has no experience in the government. Whoopi Goldberg said that Pete Hegseth doesn't know anything about the military. Whoopi Goldberg said Pete Hegseth doesn't know anything about the military. Yes, I fired for effect on that one and repeated it. Pete Hegseth is an Iraq-Afghanistan veteran with 2 bronze stars. Now, they're not bronze stars for valor, but they're still bronze stars for service in Iraq and Afghanistan. And these left-wing media clowns say that he doesn't know anything about the government. He doesn't know anything about the military. What a bunch of nut jobs. All right, let me see. Do we have another caller online, too? We do. Oh, Right On John. Right On John in Bozeman. What's going on, Right On John?
Hi, brother. I call her Jen Sutton. She professionally sucks when she's on stage. Anyways, I'm sitting out in front of this aerospace manufacturing job. It's not Bridger Aerospace, but I'm hoping to get that. That's going to be really good. It would be really amazing if you could get the application for Medicare, Medicaid from the Health and Human Services or something like that. Anyways, you will be surprised and shocked. I'm a single guy without a job, without a place to live, and everything that the illegals are getting is, especially if they got a kid, is like rolling out a golden carpet for them.
And yet you get nothing. But if you were an illegal alien, boy.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
See, I knew one of our brilliant listeners would have the answer for us. Circle back, Sacky. That's exactly who I was thinking of. Thanks to Kat in Sydney for sending us that message. I was trying to remember who's the gal that Dan Bongino would call Peppermint Patty. Peppermint Patty was on MSNBC. Jen Psaki. She was on MSNBC saying, oh, yeah, no, Democrats, you need to just double down on this transgender agenda. Yeah, you know, don't you worry about forcing men into women's locker rooms and women's sports. Ah, there's no safety threats here at all. What about the prisons, too? I'm assuming Jen Psaki still supports putting men in women's prisons, despite all of the sexual assaults, the physical assaults. She probably still supports that as well. Bill Maher, you know, the liberal talk show host on HBO, Bill Maher went off on that very topic. You know, here you've got the Democrats still, many of them still embracing this illegal alien agenda. vowing to resist any of these mass deportation efforts, etc. Still, you've got Democrats doubling down on the transgender agenda. In fact, I fully expect legislative Democrats in Montana to still push in the Montana legislature to still push the radical transgender agenda. The liberal courts in Montana are still trying to, you know, force transgender birth certificates, vis-a-vis court decisions, you name it. But here's part of what Bill Maher had to say over the weekend.
Okay, and finally, new rule. Someone must tell the usual suspects on the far left that the saying is, when you're in a hole, stop digging, not keep digging. Talk about doubling down on what got you f***ed in the first place. Even the one concession I've heard a few people on the losing side offer, that liberals should stop saying the Trump voters are stupid, comes with a kind of unspoken parentheses. We know they are stupid, just don't say it. Yeah.
Yeah, doubling down on what got them blanked in the first place. I'm glad the audio was edited out there. I was worried Caden might not catch one of those. So Caden, good job. There was another headline here about just the woke agenda and cancel culture. I think the Daily Caller had a story about this one as well. Let's see if I can find the headline for you. Okay, I'm not seeing it in front of me right now, but that's all right. Here you go. Here's what he had to say about just cancel culture and the woke agenda.
Last week, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton said, "I have two little girls. I don't want them getting run over on a playing field by a formerly male athlete. But as a Democrat, I'm supposed to be afraid to say that." Yes, there's the problem in a nutshell. Because Congressman Moulton sounds reasonable to me, but his campaign manager immediately resigned in protest. Let me make this as plain as I can to the smart people. The campaign manager who resigned, yeah, let that person go. Marginalize that guy. Try making too woke be a cancelable offense.
All right, there you go. I think it's quickly becoming that, to where it's not cancel culture, but it's just like, okay, yeah, you want to quit because we don't embrace your woke agenda? All right, well, see you later. All right, take your pronouns with you while you're at it. By the way, did you guys notice this? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez removed her special little pronouns from her social media page. Maybe it's beginning to crack. Maybe they're beginning to bend at the knee away from the cancel culture. Let's see. Fox News also, I think it was over the weekend. Was it the Big Weekend Show where this one came from? They had they also kind of touched on a little bit about what Bill Maher had to say.
I'm so mad at the Democrats is because as a voter, the issues that were important to me were democracy and the environment. And now, there's no one to champion or defend either of them, because you, with your aggressively anti-common sense agenda and exclusionary attitude, blew it. You lost everything.
Joe, what do you make of Democrats still trying in Pennsylvania and this frustration we're hearing from people like him?
I think it's amazing, Mike, to think that Kamala Harris blew through $1 billion. And we learned also this week that her super PAC also blew through another $1 billion. And despite the amount of money that was spent and all the celebrity endorsements, the American people still sent a message that this country was on the wrong track, loud and clear, and that this was a change election and that Donald Trump was the change candidate. And so I think Bill's frustrations are not unique to him. I think we're hearing them from folks on the left. And I think Bernie Sanders said it best, that they had abandoned the working class, and so that the Democrat Party should not be surprised that the working class had abandoned them. And I think until they have a reckoning on that point, as well as their problem with cultural elitism, the Democrat donors might as well just set their money on fire.
Cultural elitism, great line. All right, let's go back into the phone lines, and we've got phone lines open for you right now, 294-0970. Clint in Bozeman, great to hear from you. Clint, what's going on?
Well, it's snowing here in Bozeman. I don't know about in Billings, but
Very good to hear. Yeah, not here yet. Not here yet.
It's coming your way. I want to talk about a little bit about what Robert Kennedy's wanting to do is get chemicals and stuff out of foods. And I want to give you, for instance, here. You take your sewer plant there in Billings, which I've been there, and have them treat their sewage, and then it dumps back into the Yellowstone River. And it does the same thing here in Bozeman. It dumps back into the East Gallatin River. And what is happening, most people don't realize, the chemicals and everything that's still in there that ultraviolet radiation can't take out of the out of the water that is discharged back into the rivers. That, I think, and then your cattle will go down downstream. They'll drink the water that's been treated like in Yellowstone and in the East Gallatin. And they wonder why there's so much transgender people. And I do think, and this is my opinion, I do think that in these rivers and stuff, there's chemicals in there that causes the health of the human being to change.
So wait, so
now,
you,
I believe that.
Is there any basis for why you're thinking that that might be the case? Is that based off of anything you've read or heard scientifically anywhere?
Okay, I'll give you this. Down there in Billings, there they took some fish out of the river here a few years back, and the fish had both genders, male and female. And the environmental community claimed that it was because of the discharges in what happened, the various different things going into the river. Now, that's the only one I know about, but I'm suspicious. You have sheep that'll have both gender. You'll have male and female. I owned one time. So I think that there's a lot of things.
Well, I guess if that were the case, so then you would see babies being born with the, it would show up in the chromosomes, right? That it wouldn't be like this.
It wouldn't be this cultural
phenomenon. I think it's more of a social phenomenon that we've been seeing. I mean, it's like, why are all these Hollywood celebrities? Why do all of them have multiple transgender kids? Is it because of something in the water in Hollywood? I guess we can't rule that out. I mean, all the crazy stuff they're probably ingesting in Hollywood. Is it something in the water, or is it something in the culture where these Hollywood celebrities and even like some of these NBA basketball stars are like, oh, here's – and they dress up their kids, little kids in different clothes. Like they make their boys look like girls. They make their girls look like boys. That's why I don't think it's something in the water. I think it is just something in the culture where they're trying to fundamentally dislodge the whole notion of family, the whole notion of man versus woman. But either way, Clint, great to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. Tom in Bozeman next up. Tom, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
A little different topic here, but first of all, congratulations to President Trump, Tim Sheehy, and all the great victories across the country. So apparently we're going to have a government efficiency board now. And one thing, in my opinion, that really needs to be taken a strong look at is all of this money that we give across the world. Just a few examples. We give Egypt $1 billion, Pakistan $800 million, Nigeria $600 million. We give money to Uganda, for instance, Afghanistan $1.5 billion. Now, why are we giving money there? How about Yemen? $1 billion. And we're shooting their rockets out of the sky over the Red Sea. Why are we giving billions of dollars to people like this, countries like this? And then, of course, you know, Ukraine, and I don't know how many millions and billions they've got.
What about all the LGBTQ monuments they want to put up all across America? What about the drag queen story hours they're funding in South America and more? Yeah, hold that thought, Tom. We got to take a quick break. Plenty of opportunities for Doge to cut.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One of the things that came out of this election is the death of the legacy state-run media mob. They're done. I mean, if you have every major newspaper in the country for 9 years, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, danger, Donald Trump, convict, mugshots, you know, Russia, Russia, and it's just, you know, threat to democracy, ending in Nazi, fascist, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, you know, and we're all garbage if we support him. And the American people have heard it for 9 years, and it had not only no impact, if anything, it had a negative impact, because people are sick and tired of being fed lies, misinformation, and propaganda.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, as the holidays approach, it is so essential to recognize that personal safety is a year-round priority. Now, crime tends to spike during this time of year, making it even more critical to protect what matters most. Now, this holiday season, gift your loved ones with peace of mind with a Byrner Less Lethal Launcher. The Byrner Launcher is a safe, effective defense solution and tool equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds. Now, you can hit a target 50, 60 feet away, and that's capable of stopping any perpetrator, any attacker right there in their tracks. Now, why choose Byrner? Byrner offers you peace of mind that you deserve without the legal or mental burden of a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background check, no permit, and they can ship it directly to your door. That's why Byrner is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms. Just go to their website, Byrner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. That's Byrner.com/Hannity. Protect what matters most without compromise.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Real quick, let me see. I just pulled this story up, but I didn't get a chance to go snag it off the printer. Let me just pull it up again here. This ties in with the story we've been talking about here. President Trump, this is from the dailycaller.com. President-elect Donald Trump confirming that he will declare a national emergency and use military assets to help him carry out his mass deportation plans. True, the president-elect posted on Truth Social early this morning in response to a post by Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Fitton had posted about reports indicating the incoming Trump administration was prepared to declare a national emergency and will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation problem. Great. This is exactly what he should be doing. Don't you think this is something that our military should be doing, which is like basically preventing an invasion, or if an invasion has already occurred, helping to root out this invasion? Great news there. Tom and Bozeman still with us on the phone lines. Tom, the Daily Caller had another great report here that just published over the weekend. Five government programs that Elon Musk's government efficiency agency could put on the chopping block. There is all sorts of woke nonsense that they are spending our money on right now. DEI at the VA and elsewhere. Inventing gay landmarks. They want to spend we've got a $23 billion maintenance backlog with our national parks, but yet the Biden regime wants to spend all this money to create all these like monuments to LGBTQ figures. And then the stuff in South America, the drag queen story hour. You know, we've got Stillwater miners that aren't getting squat from the federal Department of Labor. Our Montana Department of Labor is, you know, doing everything they can to help out. But the federal Department of Labor is out of money. Yet look at all the waste that's in our government right now.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. And then on another note, right now we're paying more on our interest rate on our national debt, which is $35 trillion. The interest alone now has surpassed what we pay for our entire national defense, which is military, etc. I mean, that's a lot of money. And hello.
Yeah. And we're $36 trillion in debt. And you're right. I mean, the way interest, we're going to pay more on interest just on our national credit card than we are on anything else.
Well, there's no accountability because it's, you know, all the money that they have, they either print or they get from the American citizens and businesses through taxation. So they don't care. And everybody's got their little, you know, their little pets they want to, you know, put money towards and this and that. And it needs to end or this country will be bankrupt. It already is, essentially.
Well, and it kind of goes back to what Fred in the Flathead was saying earlier, too, which is like, okay, it's so everybody is quick to call out an elected official when they disagree with something they're doing. But we also need to be just as quick to call in and support and back them up when they're doing something we want them to do. Right. You know, if they're, you know, going after wasteful spending in Helena or in Washington, send your messages of support in, call in, let them know that you have their back on an agenda item. But when they don't hear from their friends, when they're taking on a fight that needs to take place, you know, again, that's just part of the effort. Tom, thanks for sticking around. Great to hear from you. We've got the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. I've got a whole stack of Montana specific stuff I want to get started with right after this. This is huge. Billings, Montana is getting a brand new hockey rink thanks to Montana Coal, thanks to Signal Peak. Full story, MontanaTalks.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.